This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Good news from the House of Representatives as the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, sponsored by Washington Representative Dan Newhouse and California Democrat Zoe Lofgren, that could bring meaningful reforms to the H-2A Ag Guest Worker Program, has cleared one hurdle. Newhouse says seeing it get through the House for the second time in 2 years is a big relief.
You know, Bob, this has been one of my priorities since I came to Congress, if you recall, and I feel very good about the fact that we were able to get it through the House of Representatives for a second time with a good, strong bipartisan vote. And actually, I'm even more optimistic about our chances in the Senate this time.
Newhouse says there seems to be more support this time around.
There's a core group of senators over there that are waiting for it, are anxious for us to have gotten our bill to them. And so we're ready to go to work and make this a reality. So, yeah, it's good news.
I asked Newhouse if there had been any changes to the bill.
Yes, there was just some minor things. You know, this is essentially the same bill that passed 2 years ago with some updates to reflect the pandemic, date changes, but nothing substantial.
Listen tomorrow for more on the House passage of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act and where it goes from here.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.